I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hey, everybody. Hey, hackers. Welcome back. Today's episode, I want to talk about this story I am telling myself. The story you may be telling yourself. I was just watching a video by Brené Brown. You may know she has like the number one TED Talk, the number one most watched TED Talk about vulnerability. It's amazing, it's powerful, and I think everyone needs to hear it. So what Brené was saying in this talk she was giving was talking about the story you're telling yourself. Now, Brené Brown she calls herself a studier of shame. So she does a lot of work around coaching people how to get the most out of life by being vulnerable. And it's a tricky subject. Oh, it's heavy, it's hard, but it's the best thing you could possibly do if you want to be more connected, if you connected to others, if you want to be heard, you want to be seen, you want to be listened to, if you want to fail and fall and get beaten and bloody and bruised, but the payoff is worth it. Because you will fail. That's what happens when we're vulnerable. I mean, I am totally expecting that not everything is going to go smoothly, even with my podcast. Here we are at episode, 12? And I'm excited about it, and it's only early days yet, and I am aware that there's going to come tough times, and that's totally fine. I am more than happy to be vulnerable if it means it'll touch the heart of one person. Sorry. Back to my story, the story we're telling ourselves. So Brené says that in a study she did, the most resilient people have one sentence in common, and that is the story I'm telling myself. I don't know if you've heard that before, but that is certainly something that's come up a lot in my life, in my personal development journey, is sometimes I'll give my excuses to my friend and he will say, or his wife will also say to me, Bella, that's just the story you're telling yourself. And it's true, it's all a story. It's all a story. And the powerful thing is, and this is where you can be super resilient, is the story you are telling yourself can be in your favor. I have had a coworker, you know what I mean? One of those coworkers. I started a new job and she was there not much earlier than me. She was a hard worker. She was super hard worker. This is my first time ever being in the hospitality field. I'd always been in retail. So you know that feeling when you're learning a new skill and you can feel your brain growing, and it's the most uncomfortable thing because nothing makes sense. But your brain is just trying. Your brain is literally creating new neuron paths. Even though you might think this is a simple thing and everyone there thought I was just mental because I wasn't getting it, I wasn't understanding how this happened and that happened, I didn't understand what the flow was or the systems. And to be fair, I wasn't even trained, I was just thrown on the shift and like expected to fill a position. There's supposed to be three people on and I was the third one, and so there were really just two people on because I was just really, at the end of the day, I was a new person. I didn't know what the frig was going on. I had never even worked in hospitality before, so it was hard was an understatement. I went home feeling like when I had just joined when I just moved schools, and I couldn't make friends for so long, and it was like the worst 8 months of my life. And but it felt like I'd gone back to that, and it was so horrible. And then to make matters worse, this girl who was a super hard worker, she was a completely different character to me, completely different. I don't have people like her in my world. We just don't. We don't run in the same world. That's just because we're completely different, we're like chalk and cheese, and not the kind of chalk and cheese that randomly gets together in a relationship. So, this chick, she very clearly did not like me. She didn't even try and hide it. Initially, it seemed like she was trying to be nice, but then I would hear from friends that I eventually made friends that this girl was talking crap about me, and I'm like, I've literally said like two sentences to her in my life. Like, why would she even feel the need to talk crap about me? She made it very clear whenever I came into a room that I was not welcome there. If someone there was, I thought, my friend, she would try and keep that person away from me. She would try and be the center of attention so that I would be left out. She went out of her way to make sure I felt left out. This was a really, really hard, really, really hard time for me. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? At this time, I think it was my pride keeping me in that job. I mean, I needed that job as well. I had two jobs at the time, so maybe I didn't need it as much as I told myself I did, but I wanted to keep it for that time, and I was like, how the hell am I going to deal with this? I already know I don't know anything in this job, and then this girl comes along and makes it even worse and makes me feel completely like an outsider. She makes it clear that I do not belong there. She makes things difficult for me. She's like bullying without actually saying anything to me. Like, she never was rude to me. Never. Like, she never said anything mean to me. She would make comments like about me and just mutter stupid things, you know, as kids do. Even though we weren't kids. Like, I don't know how old this kid is. This girl, she was not a teenager anyways. Anyway, I was like, okay, I need to keep this job, and I also need to keep my mental health in check. I need to get through this crap because I don't have time to be feeling shit, and I can't be bothered coming to work and feeling depressed and feeling anxious to come to work. So, okay, Belle, what story can I tell myself? So, I just made up a story. I made up a story that this girl was in love with me, and that she was just so frustrated because she knew I wasn't into her. And so in her revenge for being like unrequited love, she was just nasty. So this boosted my confidence, like, oh, little ego trip for me. They're like, oh, she's totally into me and she's just upset that she can never have me. So that's why she's not nice to me. And then I could go to work and just kind of be like, oh, I'm sorry. Not actually feel shit when I saw her. Not actually feel like I was 1 inch tall or something. She didn't make me feel, I could control how I felt then. I didn't feel small. I didn't feel left out. It was like a power switch without any power even being there. It was just all in my head. It was the story I was telling myself. I told myself she was into me, it made me feel better about myself, and it gave me the upper hand in the situation where I felt completely powerless. It's absolutely the story you're telling yourself, absolutely, without a doubt. And I just say to my friends, listen, does the story serve you? The story you're telling yourself, does it serve you? Are you telling yourself a bullshit story that's just making you feel crap and giving yourself excuses as not to get things done, which is very commonly the case? I have to check in with myself often, and it's normally when someone asks me a question and then I give my excuses, and then as I'm saying them, I'm realizing, oh my God, that's just a story I'm telling myself. I don't have enough time. When I stop working so much, I'll have enough time to do this. Oh, that's such crap. I definitely have enough time. If I go to work for 8 hours and then I've got 1.5 hours in the gym, that's 9.5 hours down. And then how many hours do we have in the day? 24. So I've still got like 14-ish hours. I don't really know how. Math is not my strong point. So there's still 14-ish hours. Then plus 8 of them I'm going to sleep for. So 14 minus 8 is 6. So I've still got 6 hours there. Then I can get a lot of stuff done in that time. It's just about how I use it. So I knew that was a bullshit story I was telling myself. And this, the power of story is real. It's just remarkable the way you can tell yourself something and your mind will believe you, whether it's true or not. If you tell the story consistently enough, it'll believe you and it'll act as if. So make sure that the story you're telling yourself is actually serving you. You can take this to the next level if you want. People can come in here and nitpick this and say, oh yeah, Belle, well, you shouldn't be living in a fantasy world and blah, 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 blah. Sure, if you want to take it that far. But you know exactly what I mean when I tell you this. You know exactly what I mean. It is the story you're telling yourself. And make sure that the story you are telling yourself serves a purpose. Don't let it just be something that is a cop-out for you and you procrastinate and you don't get shit done because you're telling this story. Or you won't do the things you say you want to do. You won't keep your commitments to yourself. You won't tell the person that you love them because you're just afraid and you're just telling yourself that, oh, well, if I do that, then this will happen and then that will happen and then this will happen and that will happen. You're just getting ahead of yourself. So make sure that the story you're telling yourself serves you. I was saying to my friend the other day that, isn't it funny when you send someone a message and you don't hear from them for days and days? It does things to your mind. It really does. It's like, can wreak havoc. You can just go completely mental if you want to. You can read all kinds of things into this lack of message. And this is when the power of the story you're telling yourself really comes into play. This happens so much when my friend and I do boy talk. It's like, I haven't heard back from him, and but this happened and that happened, and then when we went our separate ways, like, this was really weird, and so he's probably doing this, and he's always online, and he's never replying, and it probably means this, and oh my god, we don't know. Like, we know making assumptions makes an ass out of you and me, right? But we can't help it. We just play some stupid story, and I'll say, okay, look, and I have to even give myself this pep talk. Okay, we don't know the facts. We don't know. Honestly, anything could have happened, anything at all. We don't know the facts. Let's tell ourselves a good story that will give us peace, so we can at least have peace. When we know the facts and we know for a fact that, yes, they were ignoring you and they are a player, then we can deal with those emotions then. But for now, we don't know the facts, so let's play ourselves a good story, a story that feels good, a story that serves us, a story that keeps us here and present and not makes us go mental. So, everybody, hackers, the story you are telling yourself will make or break your day. It will make or break your day. And the one person who gets to decide what that story is that plays is you. So choose very carefully. And I hope that this story has served you as it serves me. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.